You're listening to SBS News.
Against a backdrop of military tanks, Prime Minister Scott Morrison broke ground at the site of a $1 billion defence deal with South Korea. The agreement announced last December is part of the coalition's move to make defence and national security key issues for voters. But the Prime Minister's been on the defensive for days over when he'll finally call the election.
Electoral terms go for 3 years. Now, the last election was on the 18th of May, and the next election will be held at about the same time. So that's 3 years, and that's what the electoral term is. You'll know very soon. Very soon.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese making this offer.
I've got to say, I feel like putting in a phone call to the Prime Minister. If he doesn't know where the Governor-General lives, and offer him a lift to the lodge to call this election.
The first 20 Bushmaster vehicles requested by Ukraine's president have left the country. Ukrainian ambassador Vasil Miroshnichenko grateful for the support.
Ukraine is a like-minded country for Australia. We do now understand, and myself, I've just arrived 2 weeks ago, the concept of mateship.
In Adelaide, Anthony Albanese made a commitment for the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. The agreement struck between Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia and the ACT in 2012 has been a fraught issue, with the outcomes of the plan wedged between governments, communities and industry. The plan states 450 gigalitres of water should be returned to the environment in South Australia by 2024. Here's the opposition leader explaining his policy.
What we will do is to create a National Water Commission to make sure that we drive this policy through. We'll deliver upholding the Murray-Darling Plan. What we've seen from this government is that it's been adopted, but they don't deliver.
It's how the 450 gigalitres will be allocated that's historically caused controversy. One option for the government is to buy back water from irrigators, but communities say that policy damages local economies and jobs. Both Labor and Coalition governments have engaged in buybacks previously, and opposition water spokeswoman Terry Butler's not ruling out the possibility of it happening again.
The 450 gigalitres is not a surprise. It has been in the plan all along. We do not have a policy of compulsory acquisition of water, but I want to make very clear that we are not ruling out any tools to uphold the Murray-Darling Basin Plan.
Both leaders have been campaigning for marginal seats. Anthony Albanese in the South Australian seat of Boothby, held by outgoing Liberal member Nicole Flint, where Labor hopes the promise of water for SA will bring voters on side. While Scott Morrison has been near Corungamite, west of Melbourne, a seat it's looking to snatch from Labor. The latest date the election could be called is April 18, just 10 days away. Krishani Danji, SBS News.